Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there's still a lot of work to do in Iraq. U.S. forces have to secure the cities and oil fields in the north, they have to recover POWs, and they have to capture or account for Saddam Hussein. NPR's Scott Horsley is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
It appears that U.S. forces are making progress in the north today.
That's right, Bob. There's a fairly dramatic story unfolding in Kirkuk in northeastern Iraq. That's the center of the northern oil fields. In fact, it's the site of the first oil strike in Iraq some 75 years ago. B-52 bombers were pounding Kirkuk earlier today, and we're now told that hundreds of Kurdish Peshmerga fighters have entered the city. They apparently met fairly light resistance on their way in. In fact, hundreds of Iraqi fighters surrendered to the Peshmerga troops without ever firing a shot. And it appears that there has not been widespread damage to the northern oil fields. That's, of course, been a big concern of U.S. forces, and they do suspect that a lot of the oil wells there have been rigged to explode, as some of the oil wells in the south were, but it appears that the damage is fairly light. Now, we've also seen for the first time in the north U.S. tanks. The American forces have begun airlifting tanks into northern Iraq to an air base outside Erbil in the Kurdish-controlled territory up there. This is the first time we've seen that sort of heavy armor in northern Iraq. But it's still not clear how much of a U.S. military presence there is in Kirkuk alongside the Kurdish fighters.
What about Tikrit?
American warplanes have been bombing that city. That's south of Kirkuk, but about 100 miles north of Baghdad. And that is the Saddam Hussein's birthplace and still the seat of a lot of his Ba'ath Party loyalists. Yesterday, the folks at U.S. Central Command said that their goal in Tikrit was to prevent the regime from either regrouping in that city or from using it as a hideout.
The secretary mentioned POWs. Does the military know anything about them?
No. We have, of course, seven Americans who are officially listed as prisoners of war in Iraq, and yesterday there were discovered in Rashid Prison in Baghdad some American military uniforms, which we're told had identifiable names on the uniforms. Central Command did not tell us what those names were, but they have known that in the past that prison has been used as a holding area for prisoners of war. What Central Command said about the find of the uniforms was that all it told us was that the uniforms were there. It did not tell us where the POWs were. Yesterday, General Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was asked what the military was doing, if anything, to try to find and rescue the POWs. He said that that is always a concern for the military.
There's one from the first Gulf War. I didn't know that until this morning. What about Saddam Hussein?
Well, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says that the U.S. does not know where Saddam Hussein is or, in fact, whether he's alive or dead. Rumsfeld said Saddam may be buried under a pile of rubble or he may be, quote, cowering in a tunnel somewhere. We do know that U.S. Special Forces have now reached that section of Baghdad where the house was bombed on Monday, so they can at least investigate to try to find out if in fact, Saddam was there when the air raid took place. And, of course, we've also heard the rumors that Ann Garrels was telling us about today that Saddam may have been spotted in various parts of Baghdad.
And there's looting in Baghdad and Basra. Is that affecting humanitarian efforts?
It's certainly a big concern for the aid groups that want to provide humanitarian aid. Although British forces who control the city of Basra say that looting there has died down. They've also asked residents in Basra to turn in their weapons to help restore order there. But as you hear, there is still continued looting in Baghdad. In fact, people from the outskirts are reported to be bringing in wheelbarrows to haul stuff away from government offices. And yesterday, the Pentagon said that only when order is, when security can be guaranteed, will the U.S. Reconstruction Forces move into the Baghdad airport.
NPR's Scott Horsley.